That's right. Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday. Welcome to Talk About It Friday with our guest, D.S. Knight, author and writer. Hey, Dee, welcome to our show. So, tell us a bit about you.
Thank you. Hi, Wayne.
Hi.
I am a writer that started writing just by accident, kind of. My husband did consulting work here in the States, and we had landed in South Carolina, and he only had a few months left on his contract. So I said, well, I don't want to go out and get a job if we're only going to be here 2 more months. He said, why don't you write a book? And I said, oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah, I'll do that.
That's so awesome.
So I did. And a month later, I started, I didn't know what I was doing. I just sat down and wrote an idea I had. And it came out to be 95,000 words. So a month later, I sent it off to a publisher on an online publishing house. And she wrote back and said, I like the way you write, but we're an erotic romance publishing house. We don't publish a straight romance. So right. and that was the idea I had.
Oh,
so
wow.
I said to myself, she said, if you ever write something sexier, then I hope you'll send it back to me. So I said to my husband, well, who can't write about sex? I'll just write another book.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. So easy. So yeah. I did that, and a month later, I sent her back another book, and she published it, and that's really how I kind of fell into writing. And
wow.
Then I discovered it's so much fun. I really enjoy doing it.
It certainly is. I mean, I'm an author and writer myself, and when I first wrote my book, I got to admit that I messed up on my first book. So that's when I said to myself, do you know what? I'm just going to put it in the drawer for a good couple of years and see how I feel. So it took me that day that I woke up, and I said to myself, do you know what? I want to be proud of myself for at least doing something right. Because I bailed out on music. I bailed out on quite a few things really in my life. And this was something that I said to myself, like, I want to do something in my life. I want to achieve something. I want to complete something at least. So yeah, that's when I did that really as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you know, now that I've done it, I say to myself, you meet someone and they say, well, what do you do? And I say, well, I write books. And they said, oh, well, I've always wanted to write a book. I think I could do that. And I think to myself, well, there aren't that many people who actually complete a book. So I want you to do it. Good luck. And I hope you do. But, you know, how many people start off writing and don't finish it? So if you finished a book, you're top dollar in my mind.
Thank you.
Not that easy.
No, it's not. No. So when you, it's erotic that you write.
Yes. Romance. So it's mostly romance with some erotic thrown in.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So where'd you get your ideas?
Well, my mother asked me the same thing. Where did you learn all this stuff? I said, well, Mom, I'm married, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, to tell you the truth. Ideas are easy to come by.
Oh, of course.
I mean, if I don't have an idea, I just get in the car, drive around, listen to country music. And
yeah.
I come home with 2 or 3 ideas, you know.
Yeah.
The erotic part, I kind of, I don't know, made it up as I went along, I think.
No, that's I understand that. I have to listen to some YouTube instrumentals to get the flow going. It's, you know, so yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Wow, that's impressive. So what jobs have you done in the past other than writing?
Well, let's see. I've wrapped Christmas presents at a department store in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
And I was a librarian. I was a clerk at Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I don't know if you're familiar with that in Great Britain, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of the sort of place that people work in. I don't mean to really knock it, but at one time it had such a reputation that I met a woman and I said, what do you do? And she said, I don't want to tell you. It's too embarrassing. And I said, oh my gosh, what, do you work for the IRS? And she said, no, I work for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And I said, oh, well, no wonder you don't want to tell people where you work. But I worked there as a clerk. And
wow.
Then my husband and I got involved in long distance trucking.
Yeah.
So we drove as a husband and wife team for 8 years all across the United States and into Western Canada. And
wow.
Then we got, you know, one morning my husband woke up and he said, I think we should get involved in computers. And so we did that. We went back and learned all about different applications, business applications. And then I went out and taught people around the area how to use computers.
Yeah. So it was like kind of coaching, wasn't it? Like,
yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Well, and you'd go into a place and they might say, I know how to use the computer to do some things, but I don't know how to use it to do blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so I would teach them how to do that.
Wow. That's impressive. Go on.
And then I taught, and then I got involved in technical writing. I've done a lot of different things.
Wow.
And I've done editing and proofreading and technical writing again. And then now I'm retired, so I can write full time now.
Wow, that's impressive. So have you ever thought about, going back into that sort of thing then?
Going back into computer?
Yeah, teaching? Like teaching people.
No.
No. I like that.
because Jack did consulting, we moved every 2 years at least. We moved from one city to another city.
Yeah.
And that suits me very well. So I kind of lose interest in where I am after a couple of years. I'm ready to move someplace new. And it's the same way with a job too. After 2 or 3 or 4 years, I'm ready. Although I did teach for 12 years, so that's a little bit different. But
yeah,
I'm ready then to move on to something different.
Absolutely.
And once I've done it, I'm really not interested in going back and doing it again. Writing is the only thing I found where I can stay with for a long period of time. So I started writing in 2003.
Wow. So you've done it quite a long, long, long time then.
Quite a while, yes.
Wow. That's incredible. So
it's still fun to come up with ideas.
Not
it's not
exactly.
So much fun sitting at the computer to do the typing, but it's fun coming up with ideas.
Exactly. So when you worked in a library, do you think that maybe that you may have had that idea then, or?
When I left the library to go truck driving,
yeah,
people I worked with said, well, you know what libraries like now, so go out there and write a book about your truck driving. It will be so much fun and so interesting. And it never, ever, ever occurred to me. I talk to people now and they say, oh, I wanted to start writing when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And no, not me. I never thought about writing a book at all until I had that time in South Carolina and nothing else to do.
Wow. That's incredible.
So, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I might've been better off if I had actually been interested in writing when I was 5 years old. But that's not the way it worked.
Absolutely. So how many books have you actually written then?
I've written, 20, 25.
Wow.
And then participated in anthologies and stuff like that too.
Wow.
But I write as three different people. So D.S. Knight is my erotic romance pen name. I also write as Anne Crist, and Anne writes kind of sweeter romances.
Yeah.
No sex, no real sex.
Okay.
And then, yeah, she's kind of boring. And then as Jenna Stewart, I write Menage.
Okay.
So she's one step further sexier than D.S. Knight.
Ah.
But it's having those three pen names and having three different types of writing I do, it's kept it more interesting, perhaps.
Wow. So is it just erotic and romance that you write?
Except for Anne Crist. Anne Crist is not erotic romance.
Oh, okay. So is it just erotic and romance?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Much. Wow. Have you ever thought about writing anything else other than that genre?
No, because, I do have a series in mind now that I will write as Anne Crist.
Yeah.
So there won't be any erotic to that. But pretty much within the erotic subgenre,
yeah,
I have written paranormal, I've written historical, I've written time travel, I've written shapeshifters.
Oh, so, cool.
I've written a lot of different types of things within the erotic romance.
Wow. Is that like aliens, like shapeshifting?
Well, my shapeshifters are wolves.
Okay.
But I have written two space romps too, speaking of aliens. Out into the futuristic type thing, I've done that.
Wow. So it's really just a matter of, finding what you want to write.
Right.
Yeah, the same as I tried, what was it? Horror. I tried horror and I was like, I'm not really cut out for this. That's when I said to you that I've quit. That's when I quit. But then then I went back and I said, you know what? I really do need to step up my game and try a different genre. That's when I went over to thriller. And I read it back and I was like, you know what, this is a really good story. I'm going to continue writing it until I actually finish it this time. Yeah.
Good deal.
Absolutely. I've still got a bit of editing to do, but you know.
And this is your first book?
Deadly Games is a part of a series. That's a thriller, and that's already out. So that's book one. Mm-hmm. Delusion is about a stalker, and that is, it's in first person view as well. So I can't wait to get that out. I'm hoping for
I like first person, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Because you're putting yourself in that, you're not actually putting yourself in them shoes, but readers can see what's happening from their point of view. And I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah, I tried to do it in third person. I'm not too great at that, to be fair.
I was in a writing session or writing seminar one time, and we were given a topic to write about, and a lot of us were having trouble. So our instructor said, try shifting from third person into first person.
Yes.
And gosh, suddenly in first person, I could get so much emotion out, and I could actually see the action happening in my mind as I was writing it.
Yeah, it is a beautiful feeling, isn't it? I love it.
It really is, yeah.
Wow.
When I started writing, however, people told me, don't submit anything in first person because editors will not buy it. They don't like first person. And I think the rules have changed now. There are a lot of books written now in first person, so.
Yeah, exactly. You see, the thing is, a lot of people say to me as well, oh, there's rules. And I'm saying, no, there ain't no rules. There ain't no rules to the way you write. Not everyone's going to be your cup of tea, you know?
That's true.
Exactly. The way I see it, I'll be happy for one to read my book because I know I've done a good job.
Well, that's a good attitude.
Yeah, you just got to have that attitude because I say this with a lot of beginning authors is that, you know, you got to have in your mind that you are not writing for the world, but you're writing for one person because there's always going to be that one person out there that's going to read your book.
Right. And I heard you ask in one of your other interviews, how do you handle negative reviews?
I was going to ask you that.
Well, I have a different viewpoint than the lady who you were interviewing earlier, who said, it's always a learning moment. No, I throw things against the wall. I yell, I curse, I stomp around the house for a day or two.
Yeah.
And then I settle it and read it for what it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah, there are a couple things here they say that are good, and you know, not all of it is bad. So
exactly.
Then I calm down a little bit.
Yeah, it's like someone...
Although, I did have one reviewer one time, he said, he gave me a 1. And he said, not my cup of tea. And that was all he said. Well, if it wasn't your cup of tea, that's not my fault as a writer. you shouldn't rate my book because it wasn't a genre you like.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
If you give a bad review, it should be because the grammar was bad or the story didn't flow right or you hated the characters or something. It should be something you can put your finger on that will allow me to see the error of my ways, you know, but just to say, oh no, I didn't like it. 1. I thought, well,
there's always one person out there that would go into depth and give you so many critics, you know? But I don't mind critics if the person's not rude about it. Now, if they're, you know, polite and they give me critics, I'll probably sit there with a little sad face, but then I would, you know, go and check that out and, you know, correct it.
Yeah. If it's usable criticism.
Yeah.
Then a bad review can be a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got a lot of experience on, you know, with marketing, right? You must know how to be doing that from 2003 to 2019.
Oh, Lordy, no.
Wow.
When I first started writing, the best way to advertise your book or to talk about your book was on what we call the Yahoo Loops.
Okay.
Yahoo is a search engine here.
Yeah.
And yeah, you may have Yahoo over there. I don't know.
Wow. But, I've heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You join groups on there and then you post all kinds of stuff about your books and the readers hopefully will go out there and read it and pick it up.
Right.
But when I first started, I had no idea what that was. I kept hearing people talk about Yahoo Loops. And I had to say, what in the world is that? I don't even know what that is. Yeah. Now I got out of writing for a while because I had other things going on in life and I just couldn't keep it up.
No, that's true.
But when I started getting back in it, which was just like a year and a half ago, now all of a sudden we've got Facebook and we've got Twitter and we've got Pinterest and Instagram and all this silly things. And I don't know. Learning how to do all that is not too easy.
Oh, no, there's so many platforms out there.
Really, that's true.
Yeah.
So I've tried doing blogs and I have a blog site, and I host people on my blogs, and just to get the name out there.
Okay.
And I have a website, and I do have a Facebook page and a Twitter account, but that's about as deeply as I've delved into anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say your best platform is?
Twitter. I love Twitter.
Oh, yes, Twitter. Do you know, I remember, I'll tell you a little story actually about Twitter. I didn't know anything about Twitter, and I would put up posts and expecting to get some likes and retweets and that. I just went on for at least 2-3 years. I didn't get one single like, not a single retweet. But then it took that day. I was like, you know what? I really do need to start outsourcing and finding out about Twitter. And all it took was to pin your tweet and start retweeting and supporting others.
Yes, that helps.
Exactly. So it goes for marketing. This is it with book marketing as well. Now, you know how simple I just said that? It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Exactly. Marketing your book could just be, you know, you have to find that. It could be simple. It's something out there that is going to help authors market their books. It's probably just something silly.
I have found a couple people who do free seminars online.
Okay.
And I've followed those, and they have a lot of different things like how to get 6,000 retweets in one day kind of deal.
Oh, wow.
So I do kind of read those, and I read things like BookBub, how to find your target audience for social media.
Yeah.
There are a lot of articles and a lot of people to follow that will help you with that.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It takes time, though. That's the other thing. Of course. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah, of course. I think it's about sticking with your crowd as well, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's most important.
Wow. So if I started sending Facebook messages to people who, like in your genre, where you're writing thriller, they probably wouldn't respond to romance very much.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So it is finding the right people to deal with.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've never tried reading an erotic. Funny enough, I've never read one, but I might give it a go.
Well, you're not alone in that. A lot of people don't like erotic.
Yeah.
Even people who read romance may not like erotic romance. So
yeah, I might make an exception one day.
I'll send you one.
Yeah, thank you. I'd appreciate that. Well, that's awesome. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I really appreciate you giving this opportunity to interview you. You know, is there any advice that you would give any beginning authors out there?
Write. That's the biggest advice. Write. Don't worry about the rules. Worry about getting your ideas down on paper or on the computer or whatever. And don't give it up. Just keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. And also find someone else to read it.
Yeah.
Because you never find your own mistakes. Everything, when you read your own work, it always sounds just perfect. And then someone else reads it and they say, what'd you mean here? What'd you mean there? His hair was black here. His hair is brown here.
Yeah.
So you need to have objective input. So don't give it to your best friend and expect your best friend to tell you all the things about it, or your husband or your wife. Find someone who's really, you know, who will give it to you straight.
That's
and that
it.
Way you can improve and rewrite. Because like
it.
I said, when I first started, I didn't have any idea what I was doing. I was head hopping paragraph to paragraph. I was changing points of view.
Yeah.
But it's the idea of getting a story and then writing it and then getting objective input. And I think if you do that and you keep at it, you're going to have a book.
Absolutely. I can totally agree. Wow.
Excuse me.
That's all right. Thank you for sharing that with us. I really appreciate that.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I'll catch up with you after the show. And again, I really appreciate you dropping on here. You've been absolutely fantastic. And don't forget, guys, you know, you can check out the description to check out Dean Knight's books. Check out the website, check out the Twitter, the Facebook. You know, this is an absolutely, you know, brilliant interview. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. My website is nomadauthors.com.
Thank you.
That's nomad as in wanderersauthors.com.
Awesome. Thank you ever so much. I really appreciate that.
thank you so much for having me, and I have enjoyed it.
Thank you. Easy. You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Wayne.
Bye.
We are on air. It's Talk Back Friday.